the rest of the story. D.D. Suwardo calls himself a plant explorer, sort of an Indiana Jones of the botanical world. Like the fictional adventurer, Suwardo is affiliated with the university, in this case the Chicago campus of the University of Illinois, and he has traveled to distant corners of the globe in search of treasures. One such expedition in 1987 took Suwardo into the rainforests of Malaysia. He was collecting and cataloging plant leaves and tree sap, and he was focusing on one tree in particular, the Calophyllum langurium. None of the samples Suwardo gathered had any unusual history, medicinal or otherwise. Nevertheless, he returned home with his many specimens and submitted them for laboratory evaluation. Within days, he received an anxious phone call. Scientists from the laboratory wanted to see him at once. From one of the plant specimens he had brought back, they'd extracted a compound which they were naming Colanolide A. Like nothing the scientists had ever seen before. They beseeched Suwardo he must return immediately to the rainforest. He must bring back a larger quantity of sap from the Calophyllum trees to confirm their findings. So the plant explorer from the University of Illinois did. He returned to Malaysia to the tropical forest of Calophyllum trees, some of them 65 feet tall, and he collected the latex-like sap and he brought it back to the lab. Eagerly, the researchers went back to work. But none of these specimens was the same as the earlier one. None was nearly so potent, they determined. Back to Malaysia again. And again, three times, Suwardo and scientists from Chicago's Field Museum went back, and each time, the specimens with which they returned did not measure up to the potency of the first one. Now, Suwardo decided that he would have to seek out from among the several kinds of Calophyllum langurium trees that one specific one from which he had taken the first sampling. And that was not easy. But the next expedition, took place October of this year, was able to follow his original notes until on this fifth trip to the rainforest, they converged on that one specific tree. That is, they found where it had been. For by somebody in the interim, that specific tree and hundreds of its neighboring brethren had been cut down for firewood. The teams are still out there, right now, in what's left of those woods, trying to find an identical relative of that original tree, but so far they have not. More than 10,000 samples by now have been collected, but not one is the one, which, tested by the National Cancer Institute 4 years ago, was able to stop certain viral effects on the human immune system without damaging healthy cells. I said it was able to stop certain viral effects on the human immune system. So the next time you hear somebody urging the preservation of the rainforests, listen and remember. Remember that because somebody got careless or simply didn't care, the world of medicine may have lost forever what at least some scientists are certain was the cure for AIDS. Now you know the rest of the story.